Hello, my dears, and welcome back. I am excited for you to continue on your mystical journey with the Erotic Arcana deck. As you know from our previous reading, inspired by the Fool, this reading will depart from the traditional tarot. It will open portals into intimacy and clear spiritual blocks that hinder our journey to greater sexual understanding. All I ask is that you open your minds and hearts. Set an intention for today's session, and then let the cards guide your experience. As before, I will first ask you to remove all clutter from your lovemaking space. Psychic clutter, physical clutter, and of course, your clothing. Please take off your clothes now and remove them entirely from the space. Once clear, please lie back in a lovemaking space, fully naked, next to your lover, and close your eyes. Place the hand that is further from your partner upon your own genitals, his hand on his sword and her hand on her cup. Then place the hand that is closer to your partner upon your partner's genitals, his hand on her cup and her hand on his sword. This closes the sexual energy loop and will clear your psychic space of all that is not relevant. Now, listen closely and focus on my words. I'd like you to think of an intention for this session, and as you do, I will split the deck and pull a card, revealing the Erotic Arcana theme for today's intimate reading. Let us do this now. Set your intention for this reading. It could be to feel closer, to try new things, to relax, or something else. It does not matter. You need not share it verbally with your partner. Your energy will speak for you. Take a moment to set your intention while I shuffle the deck. Good. The universe has heard your intentions. Now I will pick from the Erotic Arcana deck. When I read the card, I want you to interpret its meaning as it pertains to your intention. Ah, interesting. The Hanged Man. This card represents the overarching theme for this reading. Not as sinister as it may sound, my cherubs. Oh no. All Erotic Arcana cards are positive. Inverted and serene, the Hanged Man desires to see the world from a different perspective. Calm, supine, relaxed, and there by choice. 12th card between justice and death. The Hanged Man accepts that his best course of action is inaction, serenity, and surrendering to stillness. For him, I must ask that you turn such that you are inverted, head to toe, as they say. Please do this now, and when you do, then place your hands above your head in surrender to the will of the card. For her, you may return one hand to his genitals and place your other hand upon your own genitals. And when you are ready, return your mind to your intention and ask yourself how this card and the change in your positions have affected your intention. Reflect on this now. Good. Now we will begin the reading. I will perform a 3-card pull representing past, present, and future energies for her. In her past, temperance. In her present, death. And in her future, the Wheel of Fortune. For her, temperance suggests moderation in your past. Have you held back, my dear? Death in the present is very exciting. It suggests the end of old ways and the arrival of something new. You're in the midst of transformation. You must not try to resist this process. It's a natural metamorphosis. And the Wheel of Fortune predicts there will be a change of circumstances. The wheels of fate never stop turning. My dear, it is time to put away any reservations, timid ways, and coyness, and turn into your future self, out for sexual profit. In the context of the Hanged Man, surrender to the next version of you. Focus on what this means to you in relation to this sexual encounter for which you set your intention. If you so desire, you may begin to move your fingers as your intention begins to stir you to action. And now, the 3-card reading for him. In his past, the Tower. In his present, the Hierophant. And in his future, Justice. For him, the Tower, in erotic arcana, represents the destruction of old beliefs and cautions that this part of your life may need restructuring. You may want to consider evolving or surrendering to something more elegant, something more enlightened. The Hierophant advises you to now follow a new guru. This coming after the Tower speaks to radical change. And, in the context of your inverted Hanged Man surrender, you are to be flexible and open. Justice suggests an opportunity to correct the injustice of past dominance. Surrender to a new authority and accept a new balance of power, as this is in your best erotic interests. Oh, my cherub, it is time to retire past dominant ways and hand control to her. Focus on what this means to you in relation to this sexual encounter for which you set your intention. He must be passive now, and she must be dominant. Will she now, as a Wheel of Fortune, turn on to him? Please kneel over his face and present your femininity to him. And you may look upon his masculinity. He must remain passive with his hands above his head in surrender. She may continue to touch herself, and she may touch his sword, or she may ignore it and watch it yearn for her. And please, you must both focus on your mindsets. Focus now as I shuffle and pull the next cards. For her, the Lovers. This card calls on you to to explore a neglected or overlooked passion. Push your cup upon his mouth if you desire. Suck upon his sword and wet your fingers, or use oils or lube and touch him in neglected or overlooked erotic zones. Recall your intention and act upon your desire now. For him, the strength guard. As much as you may desire to act or resist her actions, you must summon the strength to remain passive and allow erotic arcana to do its magic. Take hold of her ankles. Allow her to kneel upon your elbows to restrain you. Surrender. Focus on your mindsets and allow your lover to act as she wishes. Both of you, act now. Yes. For her, the chariot suggests you pursue your passion with new vigor. Focus on the path that lies ahead. For him, the fool desires that you try, you allow something adventurous and new. Unfamiliarity can be invigorating. Focus on your intentions. Ask what these cards mean to you. For the lady, what passion do you wish to pursue? Now is the time to pursue it. For him, your calling is to allow her to pursue whatever she wishes, upon your body or her own. Seek the pleasure of complete surrender. You are both integrating these messages so well in real time. Excellent work. Ah, yes. For her, the devil dares you to break free. To be bad, to be sinful, to satisfy yourself with selfish abandon and explore his body as you wish. Summon the devil and act. Push your femininity onto his mouth. Press against the vulnerability of his anus and suck deeply of his sword. Do it, my sweet angel, summon the devil and take what pleasure you wish. For him, the High Priestess now commands you. Resist your efforts to control her, as her intuition is the best guide for both of you. Focus on your intentions and ask what these cards mean to you. For both of you, the final card, judgment. Abandon petty mindsets and pursue your sexual ambition with purpose. You are guilty of no sin. Pleasure is your divine right, and it comes in many forms. Do not judge yourself for them. Pleasure yourselves with them. The Erotic Arcana deck has now expressed all its messages for you today. You may now proceed as you desire, with imagination, loving intent, and of course, the fresh perspective of the Hanged Man. Thank you.